Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a Plain Path. For some reason, my mind has been on heaven a lot lately. Hi, I'm Forrest Ritchie. Thanks for joining us on aplainpath.wordpress.com. Heaven is a precious subject, and so many people have so many different ideas about heaven. The best thing, I think, to do is just turn to the book of Revelation and let God's Word describe the scene that's there. I find myself going back and reading the description over and over again. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, we hear the words that are spoken. Listen to this. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. A proclamation in heaven as we see Christ for the first time. I can only imagine what that's going to be like, to see the one who created everything, and then to realize that he is worthy of glory and honor, but we are not worthy to give it. Matthew Henry's commentary says he's worthy for three reasons. First of all, he is definitely the creator of all things, but he's also the preserver of all things, number two. And finally, number three, he's the reason that all things were created. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Looking forward to that day. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.